Yagara people, we acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Marilyn with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Local news, who let the dogs out? Queensland Corrective Services did. Six dogs have graduated to the front line from 12 weeks of general purpose and drug detection training. David Hurricano, acting dog squad state manager, says the dogs will be providing the highest security and response capabilities. Keep a lookout for Harvey, Shadow, Shaq, Jet, Forrest and Derek, who are embarking on their pawsome new careers around the state. Queensland Cycling and Footpath Infrastructure to take $315 million step in the right direction. Over the next 4 years, the Miles government is set to back active forms of transport for a healthier state. Transport Minister Bart Mellish says less pollution is also a core outcome of the initiative. Every dollar invested could put $5 back in Queenslanders' pockets. Improved health outcomes, reduced traffic congestion, and lower transport costs were all to reflect this.
In international news, the Taliban is set to meet UN officials and envoys at a two-day Doha meeting this weekend. This will be the first time Taliban officials will be attending. The meeting will center around private sector businesses and counter-narcotics. According to Reuters, Human Rights Watch has criticized the exclusion of Afghan women at the event, a move its executive director, Tirana Hassan, states will legitimize the Taliban's abuses and damage the UN's support for women's rights. The UN says its officials and envoys are set to meet with Afghan civil society groups after the meeting. Women's rights have been stripped since the Taliban took power. However, the group says they respect rights that align with their interpretation of Islamic law. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.